Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Come and ask your questions, share your concerns. Experiencing Life on 657 AM.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. The time is 10 minutes, just after 10. Do remember that Just For You is with you up until 11 o'clock when Dumini Yanni Belsa takes you through with Perspective. And afterwards, Luke Mkwedi Phuthi comes through with Heart to Heart, Tot Drieir. And yeah, you don't want to miss anything that is cooked for you today. You want to be part of every single moment and every show that we have for you right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Also reminding the family that we are on DSTV audio channel 882. We are on OpenView 607 as well. Give you the sounds of Brendan Praise. God, you keep on blessing me. And I am now joined by the Queen herself. She looks amazing as always. And is that pink, ma? Is that pink that I see?
The coat is pink and this is yellow.
I tell you.
Oh, thank you so much.
So we can never separate you from pink, hey?
No. It's my signature color.
Welcome yet again. How have you been? We missed you.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. Thank you. And good morning to the Radio Pulpit family. It is wonderful to be here again. I have been well. It has been an amazing Passover season. So I've just been meditating on what that resurrection means. Getting away from the Easter bunnies, hot cross buns, all the things that we do away from Easter, really talking about the Passover. So it has been an amazing time of reflection.
Wow.
Thank you.
That is so awesome. Ma, today we are going back to the marketplace because, yeah, there are many holidays. But at the end of the day, we still have to be in the marketplace. We have to also have influence in the spheres that we've been called into. God expects of us to raise the banner of Jesus Christ in these. But there's so many practices in these spaces that are ungodly.
Sibongile, the marketplace is a very contentious environment, and that is why we need to keep on talking about it. We need to keep on encouraging those who are in the marketplace to know it's a competitive environment, contentious environment. It's a conflict-prone environment. It's a combative environment. And sometimes the reason why these things are happening to us there is because the business practices, the things that people do in the marketplace are totally against the Word of God and the principles that we see in the Bible.
Yeah.
So believers are also struggling who are even in employment. Sometimes we're in companies that cut corners. Sometimes we're in industries where we know that things are not done according to the way that they should be done.
Yeah.
And sometimes in business, you are expected to do things in business to get the deal or to get your invoices settled. So yes, believers are really challenged in the marketplace.
Sure. I was saying earlier on when I was talking to the family of Radio Pulpit, getting us ready for now, I was saying I'm reminded of Joseph. I'm reminded of Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. I'm reminded of Daniel. I'm reminded of Moses. I'm reminded of everyone who's in the Word, who stood the ground regardless of what they were faced with, regardless. And it was really scary at that time where a person, it was a matter of life and death.
Let's talk about Daniel, right? Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, people sometimes say, "You don't know my boss." Can you find anybody worse than Nebuchadnezzar in that time, who will throw you not only in the fire, but will heat it up seven times more before he throws you in the fire? So we do get the Bible that gives us examples of, yes, we may be working for very contentious people, but we can see examples of where children of God stood their ground and the Lord delivered them, whether it's in the fire or whether they delivered them by fire. So those are the examples that you have to have a thick skin when you are operating in the marketplace. And you also have to know that God is with you. You have to know that. If we don't know that God is with us, we will be we will sometimes give in to compromise, and sometimes we'll just give up, literally. We'll just give up to say things will never change around here. But that is not supposed to be our posture. in the marketplace.
In the line of what you said just now, when things are going south, and you've been praying as a Christian in that space, but they keep on going south. I know that today we are looking at keeping our faith values and walking in our faith, even with the business practices that are not godly. But now I have the question that just arose now as you were talking about this. So you are praying in that space, but it keeps going south and you're just almost about to give up, give in. What advice do you have? Because it's easier, Vele, to just give up because, Lord, I've been praying. Lord, we've been fasting and we did it all. We did it all. What more?
Yeah. The Bible says after having done all means we've done our fasting, we've done our prayer, we're reading the word. The Bible says stand. Stand therefore. So we are never called to a place where we're giving up because you don't know what your prayers are doing, right? So Daniel prayed on the first day. 21 days, the angel came and said, I was dispatched on the very first day that you started to pray.
Yeah.
So I will encourage everybody that's listening to us this morning that you never must underestimate the power in prayer. The Bible says the prayer of the righteous makes much power available. So you might think nothing is happening, but it's like a person who takes an axe. Every time you say a prayer, every time you read the word, every time you declare the counsel of God in that environment, it's like somebody who is hitting a tree, a thick tree, thick stump. It has been there for 20 years. It's not going anywhere. To you, it doesn't seem like that. But you are just cutting it with that word of God, with the word of God, and one day that tree will fall over. So what I will also encourage you to do is just to keep going, keep praying, but also to find someone else in that environment that can pray with you. Because sometimes we do it alone. And the Bible says one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000 to flight. So find someone that will encourage you also in your faith where you think things are not happening to start to pray that, Lord, expose the things that are happening here. Okay. It may not be for you to go and just come and say, this is what is going on that's wrong. But just to, for God to help you, to give you wisdom, for you to start praying and praying with someone, agreeing with them in prayer. Because the Bible also says that's another principle, that we're to agree concerning a matter on the earth. We don't know how much authority man has been given here on the earth. We have been created in the image of God and we have authority on the earth. So don't ever, that is the enemy. The devil will tell you, oh, your prayers are bouncing off the walls. They're bouncing off the roof. It's not true. Your prayers are making impact. You just don't see the manifestation yet. So I go back again to say, after having done all, stand therefore.
After you've done it all, stand therefore.
And stand your ground. Stand believing that God is faithful and he will send help. And even his angels, you know, sometimes we can't do things. I've prayed sometimes and I've got testimonies about that. Where I said, Lord, I don't know how this thing is supposed to happen. Send your angels to go and deal with this matter. And there was a person who was in a prison in Bahrain. Somebody's brother was caught up there. And as I was praying, and I said, Lord, I don't know what else to do. Send your angels. By the end of the next day, that person's brother was released. So our prayers work. I didn't even know where Bahrain is, but I trusted and believed in the word of God.
Sure. That is so encouraging, Maha. I believe that somebody is encouraged. And you never know. Maybe your prayer, just a little nudge now, we'll just have that tree down. It's just waiting for just another nudge. Just one time.
Yeah. Yeah. Because somebody else may have prayed and given up and you come in and you just continue to have. And the enemy wants you to give up. Just, you know, when things are happening, he wants us to give up. And sometimes we give up just at the point of breakthrough. So we are encouraging someone here today. Don't ever give up. Keep on standing. Keep on praying. Keep on believing because you're hacking away at that tree and it must come down. The same way Jesus has the fig tree and it dried up, that tree will come down in the mighty name of Jesus.
So now, Ma, coming to us upholding our Christian values in these spaces, where does it begin? I've heard of somebody, and I was sharing this with the Radio Pulpit family as well, that someone said to me, you don't know, you're not in that space where I operate. In this space, yeah, you might be operating in that and that space, but in this one that I'm at, you need to put some expensive liquor and some thousands and whatever to bribe. Otherwise, your deals are not signed. Otherwise, your things are not going through. So, Swangili, you Christians, and this is a Christian who is talking, you Christians don't understand. When we go out there, systems are different. And when you're in Rome, you do what the Romans do. So do we do what the Romans do?
What scripture is that? We only have the word that we can come back to. And the word tells us that we have to have all our business dealings with integrity. So Proverbs 11:1 says, a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. So it means when we use false practices, false things, we are becoming part of that system. No, child of God, that is the system you have to overthrow. When will that system come down? Are you saying that all of us have to submit to that same system? All Christians in that environment cannot stand to pray and trust and believe God. That system will always be there. Listen, Egypt never thought that those Jews, those Israelites will come out of there. But after 430 years, God came and delivered them. So I will say to you, maybe you've lost faith. Maybe you don't believe in God anymore. Maybe you don't believe that the Lord can deliver you by a mighty outstretched arm. And I will say to you, start to pray in that environment. Start to believe God that is able to do something. Because once a person gives into a corrupt system, they are saying something about their God. That is it.
And
are
it
we
says,
all say compromise? Because every industry have got some practices that you're thinking. You go to the passport place, somebody wants you to give them money for a queue. You go to the other day, I went to apply for something. Somebody said, oh, you'll see how you'll thank me. I have thanked you. Thank you very much. I appreciate your service. I thanked you. Somebody, you go to a place, application, you're sitting there just waiting. Somebody will come there and they are getting paid, but they make you look like they're doing a favor for you, and then now you have to pay them something. I think once we become subject to these practices, Sibongile, it is really a sad day when we think God cannot do anything about it.
Yeah, Alvin Montgomery just wrote in, hi, Alvin. And he says, we must not conform to this world. Yeah, reminding us that we should not conform to the patterns. Oh. And it's specific to the patterns, to the systems of this world.
But be transformed. That is why, thank you so much, Alvin. It's going back to us. When we enter that environment, what are we going to do? So the Bible says you work as unto the Lord, but you call on the name of your Lord, your God. And when we started this broadcast, we were talking about, imagine Daniel. How did Daniel make a stand against our whole system? And the more he prayed, now they said, okay, no, maybe all the other things, forget the other thing. Now we are dealing with him because he's now praying. So if he's praying, let's put another system in place that says you must only pray to one person. But Daniel stood his ground. And you know what happens at the end? God overruled that whole system. The three Hebrew boys, at the end, the king himself said, I've never seen somebody delivering like this in the fire. We threw three people in there.
But now there's four.
Nobody will ever worship anybody else. But that would not have happened except they had entered that fire. And sometimes as children of God, we don't want to go through any experience, which is quite weird because these days we don't want to go through any hardship. But the Bible says we are supposed to understand the sufferings that Jesus went through, and we should be one with him in that. And we should, just this time of Passover, understand what it meant for him to go to the cross. And we ourselves are more than conquerors. It means we have to conquer some things, more than a conqueror. You have to conquer and overcome some things in our own right. That is your testimony. So what would we say is our testimony if we always give into every circumstance that we come up against?
Sure. And I love what you're saying. And I'm reminded when we started and you were encouraging that one who says, I've been praying. And I'm thinking, as you're talking like this, it means that it will get harder. So expect it to get harder. If the king said, make the fire hotter. If they made sure, and if they made sure that the lions were hungry, so coming up with new laws within, so laws are put within laws just to oppose you as a child. So you should be expecting it.
Yeah. So, and exactly. But Jesus said, we are more than conquerors. So we need to understand that Jesus already was preparing us. He said, in him, we will have this life in Christ. But in the world, we will have tribulation, temptations. We will have trials. We will go through many things. That is why he said, if you want to be my disciple, you have to forsake all.
Mm-hmm.
You have to forsake all and follow him. But when you do that, he also says there will be rich rewards. And I was encouraging people as we were praying this morning to say there is a heavenly account and all the things that we are going through. Paul was saying, I wish it would accumulate to your account. So let us store up our treasures in heaven. Let us not store them up here on earth. So I'm just encouraging someone here today. We know that we are also ourselves have to walk away from things. But if I walk away and you walk away, Sibongile walks away from the same thing, but nobody ever stands to pray about it, will that system ever change?
Mm-mm.
If Daniel didn't pray, if Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't pray and say to the king, King, we hear your demands, we hear your decrees, they say, we are not going to bow.
Mm.
And only now can we read about their story because they did not bow. But if they had bowed, I don't know whether they would have made it into the Bible.
Sure. So, Ma, where do we begin? What should we do to make sure that we uphold the standards of heaven, the kingdom standards? Before you respond, Alvin wrote again, and he says, we operate on the principles of the kingdom of God, not bribery and corruption. Promotion comes from the Lord. Amen to that. Fagaza.
Alvin is preaching to us today.
Fagaza saying very good morning. Very good morning to you too, Fagaza. So, Ma, where do we begin? What should we do to make sure that at the end of the day we uphold and our Lord is glorified, just like with Daniel, just like with Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, just like with Joseph?
We should strengthen ourselves in our faith. And our faith here is our manual. You know, when you go to a company, they give you a contract and they'll tell you there's the HR manual. These are the things that you must do and these are the things that you mustn't do. We go back to our manual. It starts with the Word of God. What does the Word of God say about those godly principles that Alvin was also talking about now? We need to know them so that we don't compromise and that we keep to what God has asked us to do. Just balances, that we don't use unfair scales, unbalanced scales. We don't do things behind the scenes. The Word of God is the one that will direct. It is profitable to direct us. It is profitable to guide us. It's profitable to lead us. So I will say we start with the Word of God and then we cry on the name of the Lord. We pray, now that I know, and the Bible also says, none of God's promises have failed.
Mm.
Now that I stand here and I've trusted God for this job, and now I see in this job all sorts of things are happening.
Mm.
Peradventure, God has called you and he's about to do something in that place. And you're supposed to be salt and light in that place. So don't run away from the darkness. A child of the light switches on the light. They don't leave the darkness because if there's no light in a place, the darkness, how much darkness would be in that place?
Mm.
So it is into the Word of God, and as I will say, the Word of God and praying. Because sometimes we also pray amiss because we don't know the Word. So we will be praying about your own interests, about yourself, but are you placed there by yourself, for yourself? Are you, if you are there for the kingdom of God, then the resources of the kingdom must be available to you. The angels must be available to you.
Mm.
Help will be sent to you, just like we see many times in the Bible. Just when a person thinks it's over, God comes in and delivers them in a mighty way.
All righty then, let's take a break and then come back to talk to you some more. You reminded me of the fourth man in the fire. So we're going Amen. To take those sounds by Dr. Dumi, reminding us of the fourth man in the fire. We don't know who's in the fire today, but there is a fourth man with you right there. So believe it.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Advertise your business on Radio Pulpit and get back on track. Radio Pulpit is a trusted brand for over 40 years with more than 400,000 listeners. We are now offering better than ever packages on radio, and our combined platforms to boost your business. To advertise, contact Sanet on 012-334-1254 or send an email to sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Alternatively, SMS the word advertise to 37871. Standard rates apply.
Sihamba ngokholwa, hayi ngokubona. Hamba nathi. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at. It is just for you with you up until 11 o'clock. And at 11 o'clock, Germany Yanni Balsa takes you through with the perspective just after the 11 o'clock news bulletin. I'm not alone. I'm with my queen, the queen of the marketplace. And I'm talking to Ambassador Prudence Muchumi. And we are upholding our Christian faith, values in the business place with all the business practices that are there, that are not godly. But we're saying, may we lift up the banner of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, it might be hot. It might be something that you're going through. But do remember that you're not alone. Okay, a family member says, but why is it like that? Why is it so hard in this world with all the systems where bribery and corruption are accepted as normal? May Queen?
Why? The question.
Yep.
So, I think the Bible says in Matthew 6 that it is this: you can't serve two gods. You can't serve God and mammon. So we really have to make a decision about who we are going to serve. And so when we are in the marketplace, we are going there, as I said, most of us think we are going there for our livelihood only. We don't realize that we are there to serve God with our gifts, our talents, our abilities. I like to talk about the parable of the talent where they were given gifts and the master for them to give an account. So your gifts, your talents, your abilities, the Lord has given us the marketplace where we give expression to those abilities. And so when we are there, we are not just there for a livelihood. We are not just there to get a salary. We're not there just there to get paid. We are there to give expression, to give glory to God in that environment. And also to evangelize that environment, not with words, not taking scriptures, not getting a Bible and start preaching there. No, you are there to evangelize by your spirit of excellence, the excellent work you are doing, the spirit of peace that you're carrying, just being different in that environment. So when you get there, you cannot give into the things that meant there that you find there. Because a lot of people that are there, they are there for mammon. They are there serving mammon. They have bowed to mammon. They've made sacrifices to mammon. So you cannot also become part of that system where you are also bowing to mammon and you are also giving sacrifices so that you can get contracts and things like that. So I'm hoping that as we are understanding why are we here, you are there to give expression to who God is. If we say God in us, the hope of glory, how do we see that God in us expressed in the marketplace? There must be a difference. You know, in the time of God also delivering the Israelites from from Egypt. It says there's going to be a difference. The plagues will just hit the Egyptians, but it will not come to them in Goshen. So that is how it must be. When you are in that environment, there must be a difference. So I'm saying, child of God, when we are there, we must know that we are there to make a difference. We are there to tell people that everything is not hopeless. We are there. There are people who are going through a lot of things also in the marketplace. And it's such a wonderful opportunity because we meet there. You know, the marketplace is a place that brings everybody together 6 days a week, 7 days a week sometimes, and we are there to talk about the love of God, the grace of God, and the forgiveness that Jesus has made available. So I think we must go there and understanding why we are even there in the first place, and we should put God first.
Should we be prepared to lose it all?
Yes.
Because at some point, with the systems that are out there, they would say to you, you are going to lose it all if you're not. You are going to lose it all. I've heard of somebody telling, I heard someone telling someone, keep dreaming, keep dreaming. If you don't put this into place, keep dreaming.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's good that people are challenging our faith to that level. Have we ever really lost it all? Let me read a scripture here to encourage all of us, myself included.
Okay.
The Bible says in Matthew 19:29, Jesus is talking to his disciples and they're asking the same thing. Jesus, like, we've left houses, we've left children, we've left all sorts of things to follow you. Really, what is in it for us?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, and everyone, verse 29, who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive a hundredfold and inherit eternal life. So one way or another, you will get a reward. You know, the apostles may not have thought, because the way that they died, if we read in the Bible, how the apostles who walked with Jesus, how they died, how they were persecuted. But now the Bible tells that they sit on thrones. They are going to judge nations. So they may not have seen it happening here, and they may have been disillusioned, thinking, oh my God, is this all worth it? We have left all behind. And Jesus said, you shall receive a hundredfold and you will inherit eternal life. So I will say to you, we never lose all. I don't think any one of us has paid the price that Jesus has paid. And I don't think any one of us will ever lose it all. And if we lose that particular job, let me share a testimony. So once I got a position at a company, and you know, I was so happy because it was after a while that I got this particular position. And I was only in that job for 8 months, and then a new leader came in, and then she made my job redundant because my role was international. It was the only international role in that office.
Yeah.
And then she made it redundant, and I was crying. I was like, Lord, what is this about? What is this about? And I was crying and crying and just lamenting and just like, you know, I don't even understand my CV now. It's 8 months. What was this about? You know, I've thanked God for it. Do you know, I went from that one company where I was just doing one international country to a job. The next job, I was doing 11 countries.
Wow.
You know, after that testimony, I sat back and I said, God, I would have never imagined what you were doing and where you were taking me. So I will say to you that we never can lose in God. That is not even scriptural. We never can lose in God. So we must stand our ground, because there is rewards in serving God.
Even if he doesn't deliver us.
That time, you will always think it's now. Remember we said he should not have allowed the Hebrew boys to go inside the fire. Why is he leaving them first to be thrown inside, for the fire to be heated 7 times, for the lions to be put there? But God will deliver us even in that fire. And I may have wanted him to keep me at that particular job. And you know, somebody came this one morning as I was going through that retrenchment process, and they said to me, the Lord says, I must just come and give you this word. And they gave me Exodus 14:14. You must hold your peace. And says, the Lord will fight for you and you must hold your peace. And the Lord was fighting for me, and I didn't know how he was fighting for me, not knowing he was already setting up the next big, big, big promotion in the name of the Lord. So I will say to you, you might look at that one and say, you want God to deliver you right there, right now. Look at the journey of Joseph. Joseph, first, in order for people to bow to him, first in the pit, then in Potiphar's house, then people are accusing him falsely. Then he's going through all of that. But one day, the king came and the Pharaoh called him out of prison. And that day, God repaid him for all the things he'd been going through. So I will say to us, we may lose our faith in the process. So maybe at Potiphar's house, when they're falsely accusing you, you're giving up. You're saying, you know, God didn't deliver me. Now I'm in prison because I've been falsely accused. I didn't even do anything. Maybe when your brothers were throwing you in the pit and people were talking against you, that is the point of your giving up. You will never see the testimony at the end unless you stand in faith.
I think most of the thing, something that is like really scary and that I think a lot do not want to face is when they come up against such a situation, what to say, because I've got mortgage to pay, I've got cars to pay, I got children to feed. I met someone who said, I almost lost my mind. I almost lost my mind. And everything was going well with him. Business was businessing. Then suddenly some laws in whatever that they were doing came in and he was thrown out. And it happened so quick that he found himself out, but he's got family. So what do we say during that time? Yes, for the Hebrew boys, they just said, whether he doesn't deliver us, but we will not bow. But what should we be doing to make sure that at the end of the day, we can still focus on him, looking unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith? Because it's very easy to complain and say, but where's God? Where are you? David found himself going through the where are you season. So
Job through a similar season. You know, I always think about Job and I'm thinking, Lord, don't touch the children. I mean, take the furniture, take the car, but not the kids. That one is just at another level, right? But we see even how the Lord turned Job's situation around, and it says he had double of everything that he had lost before. So if we lose it for the sake of the gospel, this is it. Are you losing it for your own sake? And that's why sometimes when we are there for ourselves, who is going to help you? There are forces there. They are the marketplace is full of spirits. We go there every day and we're thinking that just with your CV, just with your boss liking you, people may like you today and tomorrow they turn against you, just like Judas. It says that the devil entered him and he went and betrayed Christ. So you must know that you are there, and you are there as a representative and an ambassador for Christ. And so when you are there representing Christ, it is Christ who is going to protect you. It's Christ who is going to preserve you. Mm-hmm. It's Christ who is going to make sure that you come out on top, that at the end of the day, you are more than a conqueror. And I must say to you, it may not mean in that same environment, because sometimes we want God to deliver us now.
Yeah. And
sometimes he affects our faith by the things that we go through. Jesus also wanted the cup to pass him by, but he had to go through it. And at the end of the day, we see the victory. We see him rising up in resurrection power. And that is what we want to experience in our own lives. So coming back to the issue of the bills have to get paid, the cars have to get paid. We have been through those circumstances where your car gets repossessed. The Lord doesn't come and deliver you at that time, but you look down the line and God has something else in store for you. We have people who have made great sacrifices for the sake of the kingdom. And when they are in need, there are others to come and that the Lord sends to come and rescue them and bless them. So my other thing that I always tell people is, you must stay connected to the fellowship of believers. That is where you will not give up, because we all have instances where we are going through the most. You have a marriage that comes apart. You lose a child. You lose a job. Here we're talking just about marketplace. But people really go through diverse circumstances that are even more terrible than just losing a job in the marketplace. That is when we have to stand strong in faith. And that is why the Bible says, don't forsake the gathering of believers, because the day when Prudence wants to give up, Sibongile is there to tell me, you're going through what? Let me tell you how God has delivered me through my circumstances. So I have those stories myself. And you know, my testimony is God is now using me to preach the gospel around the world. But I come from the dusty roads of Northern Cape Kimberley. And that is where God has taken me from. So I've gone through my own circumstances. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I look back at my life and I say, I don't believe that God is even using me and how good God has been to me. So I surround myself with people of faith, with people who can pray with me, with people who can hold my hand, stand with me through those circumstances. There was someone I was talking to and she was saying they're going to repossess my car and all of that. And I said to her, let's pray and believe God that it will not happen. But even if it happens, God is still going to be the one who is going to rescue you at the end. That is it. God is a... And that is why Jesus came. He came to reveal God, not as God, this big God that just sitting out there, but as a father. It says, if your earthly fathers know how to give good gifts, how much more God? So we should just hold on in faith. But I know in the company of believers, that is where you can stand strong, because others will hold you up.
So we have to become those who say it all works together for my good.
For my good. Amen.
Sure.
And the other one, it says, in all things, give him thanks. Mm. Not for all things, but in all things. As I'm finding myself here today, in all things, I give him thanks. And so we can be thankful, because God is always working on our behalf. Mm. And we just don't know the answer. Had they known, I don't know what decisions some of the people would have made that we are talking about today. But today we are reading about them and we're encouraged. And we can see them standing strong in faith.
Sure.
It was not easy. It couldn't have been easy.
It couldn't have been. So time really flies. Yo, ma. Time really flies.
Are the time up? I think you must check your watch, man. I think I haven't been here for long.
But what do we say as we are encouraging brethren? And I love how you started when you said, we should be reminded it's not about us when we are out here in the marketplace. In whatever sphere that we have been placed, it's for the honor and the glory of God. It's for a purpose, a higher purpose. And most of us, whenever we get into these spaces, we think it's about us. We think it's about our families, about how educated we are, how knowledgeable we are. How good do we receive and we can, you know, but it's beyond us. It's about him and him alone. I love that. I love that to be reminded on that. So what do we say in totality today to Christians in these spaces faced with all these kinds of things?
I think I'm going to leave you with the word of God, because that's where I always point you. So when this broadcast is over, when we walk away, when we lie down at night, when the bills are knocking at the door and we don't know what to do and who to turn to. Matthew 19:26. It says Jesus looked at them. Let's see. Jesus looked at them and said to them, with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. You know, we were talking, you can be in a system, you are in the construction industry, everybody's paying bribes, everybody has to do a lot of things in order for them to get their contracts confirmed or whatever. You look at that system, you're saying, you know, I'm not going to bow, and it may not look like anything is going to change. You are always the one losing. But I will say to you, it may look like that. And Jesus said to them, with men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. So stand strong, believing God. This is a test of our faith. Who is our God? What is he able to do? What system is he able to come up against? Is he able to keep us, or are we keeping ourselves? You know, that scripture Exodus 14:14, you will hold your, the Lord will fight for you and you will hold your peace. It didn't look like anything, anyone was fighting for me. I was going to the meetings alone, having these discussions, sitting with IR and the leaders and all of that. And at the end of the day, what I thought was impossible, that I would never recover, that I would never get a different job, that God just completely surprised me. So I would say to us, we have to stand in faith. And the Bible encourages us to go from faith to faith, from glory to glory. So one level of faith to another level of faith. So today it may be just somebody trying to extort something from you in a small context. Tomorrow it's a big business deal. Tomorrow is getting your child in a school. So there's many circumstances like that that we will come up against. But stand strong in faith. With men it may seem impossible, but with God all things are possible. Wow. You are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus.
Wow. My queen, we'll talk about IMS in a short while, but I'd like you to take it to the Lord in prayer and strengthen somebody in their office, in their car, going to a business meeting at this present moment in time, somebody who's discouraged, just taking it all to the Lord in prayer and just, you know, letting them know that you are not alone, and asking the Lord Holy Spirit to embrace them.
Thank you, Father. Someone says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his laws he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaves also shall not wither, and whatever he does will prosper. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning that we can come again together before your throne of grace. Lord, I bring every single person under the sound of my voice to the throne of grace. You say we should come to receive grace and to receive mercy, for our time of need. Lord, we say every single person that is discouraged, Lord, people who are going through very difficult times, Lord, those who are looking for employment, Lord, those who are facing debts, those who are facing another end of the month, we say, Father, may you water them this morning by your word. May the prayer that we are saying this morning, standing in agreement, O God, that you will open a door for them in the marketplace, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will restore in the name of Jesus. May every resistance against your life crumble in the mighty name of Jesus. Every hindrance and every blockage, may it be removed in the mighty name of Jesus. May you be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Lord, may we bring forth our fruit in season, even in this Passover season, O Lord. May the resurrection power of Christ be made manifest in our lives. And as we go to the marketplace, Lord, your word says, whatever he does, may it prosper in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that we've heard your word. It says, none of your words will yet fail. None of your promises have yet failed. We believe in the Lord our God, and we shall see the goodness of the Lord and experience it in the land of the living, in the mighty name of Jesus. We encourage your people by the power of the Holy Spirit this morning, in the name of Jesus. We pray to for everyone who is about to give up, who is standing on the ledge. We're saying there is hope in the Lord, and his hope does not disappoint. Amen.
And amen. My queen, what's happening with IMS right now? What's going on?
It's IMS. So the International Marketplace is getting ready for our first international mission of the year. So we are on our way to the US. We are on our way to the Netherlands, where we're going to minister at marketplace conferences. We are also going to talk to them about the seven spheres of influence. So that is what's happening during the month of May. We are going to be out there making disciples of all the nations. So that is it. That's what's happening. That's what's coming up. And we are also encouraging people to join us on our marketplace weekly meetings on Tuesdays, every Tuesday, because there we are putting together these networking groups. And we want you to come together in those groups so that we are able to become a formidable force there in the marketplace. And you don't feel like in this industry, you just have to conform. So come and join us in the groups of education. We've got government. We've got us in entertainment. We've got media. We've got the mountain of family. We've got religion. And we want you to be part of all of that. And most of all, business. And business really affects everybody, because that is where the resources are. So come and join us in those networking groups every Tuesday at 7 p.m. online.
All right. How do we do so?
You go to our website, Facebook, and you will see the invitation there, so that you can send a message to us, and we will send you the lock-on details for our Tuesday meetings.
All righty then. Thank you so much for talking.
I can give you the website address, www.imsonline.co, www.imsonline.co. You will also see there, and you can join us every Tuesday at 7 p.m.
All righty then. Thank you so much, my queen, for talking to us. I know there's a number also that we can
use. Okay, yeah, 063-361-4417, 063-361-4417.
All righty then. Thank you so much, my queen. We love you. May God awesomely keep keeping you. We'll be talking to you again very soon. Travel safe. You'll be in our prayers throughout as you continue to raise the banner of Jesus Christ in all these countries.
Amen. Thank you so much.
And yes, my family, that is Ambassador Prudence Muchumi. Do remember the number 063-361-4417. And you can also go on all media platforms, look for the International Marketplace Summit. Nicolene, I see you. I see you. And start walking with the like-minded people who will uphold you, who will strengthen you. You shouldn't be alone. You shouldn't be an island. We need each other, especially in these spaces. All right, I'm signing out. Next up, Germany, Yanni Valsa. Love you. Have a great one.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.